my friend, the late Peter Finch, and we were in Dublin together on the Lash.
Lash?
That means usually having a drop of something cheerful.
I see.
And then doing a lot of leaping and shrieking and saying, why not? And Finchie was living about a few miles out of Dublin, and I went back with him to his house where we were going to spend the night. And it was not too late, about four-ish.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
And there was a tiny little hole in the wall bar. And we thought we'd just drop in for the last one. Well, we went in and we had a couple of drinks. And the barman, and it was a tiny little, really dirty little place, he said, boys, you've had enough. You're having no more. So Finchie and I said, no, 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 we'll be having much more. No, 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 says he. You're out. So we bought the bar.
There you go. Problem solved.
Check. The following morning, I woke up and Finchie said, do you know what we did last night, mate? I said, no, no, no. He said, we bought a bar. I said, what? So immediately on the telephone to cancel checks. But they'd not been cashed. So we went to the bar, and there was a man with the two checks. And he said, now you two boys have got to behave yourselves. And we fell for him. I mean, he was such a sweet guy. And he hadn't bothered cashing. He gave us the checks back and we tore them up. About a year later, we used to pop in there every night on the way back to Finch's place. But a year later... about a year later, he died. So Finchie and I went over to Ireland for the funeral. And because we got to know him a little bit and his family, went to the cemetery, and there was this group around the grave, the family sobbing noisily, and Finchie and I joined them on our knees, and a woman came up and tapped me on the shoulder. And we were at the wrong grave.
Sorry, it all counts. Oh, my.